The government releases its budget policy statement today. Essentially, it outlines its spending priorities. Normally released in December, was deferred by the new government. Anyway, Chief Economist at ASB, Nick Tuffley, back with us. Nick, morning to you.
Good morning.
How much of today is about actual dollars, you know, tax cuts and when they come, versus a whole lot of, you know, assumptions and ideas and theories?
Well, we're going to get more the words and less the numbers. So it will be about setting out, hey, we're still intending to do tax cuts. We're going to be prioritising infrastructure spending and reprioritising some of the government spending. It's a bit too early for them to have all the hard and fast numbers because it does take quite a long time to produce for the budget.
Okay. So you would expect to hear about the tax cuts today and some specificity around that?
Yes, I think we should be seeing what they're laying out and planning to do. So we're not going to get the numbers, but I know there's been all that speculation recently about will they go ahead with them or not. This is the day when we should get them giving that sort of broad thrust of what they intend to do.
Well, I think there's no question they're going to go ahead with them. What about your sense of inflation? Do we get a read on that today?
We're likely to get some sort of conversation around the economic outlook and the context that will give for the budget. But in terms of hard and fast forecasts, you know, the Treasury will be busily spinning the wheels at the moment, but they probably haven't quite finished doing their economic forecasts. And that's the very start of their whole process of crunching the numbers to figure out exactly how much money they have in the kitty when they get around to publishing the budget.
So in general terms, what we're going to be seeing is less money coming towards the government because people are paying less GST, less tax, the economy is slowing, inflation is falling, times are tight, we're in recession, and these are difficult days. Would that pretty much summarise the day?
That's a pretty good assessment of the likely tone that we're likely to see today. It's certainly the economic environment, you know, in the time since the last forecast come out suggests that the revenue growth going forward is going to be a tougher challenge. And on top of that, you've got the government trying to carve out money to make all the tax cuts. So it's a pretty tough balancing act that they've got to walk with this budget.
Exactly. Do those returns on tax give you a solid indication that we might be in more trouble than we think? In other words, what we saw the other day with Q4 is actually way worse right here, right now, and we've got some issues going forward this year with, you know, when cuts come and whether the inflation rate's within the margin and target, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, the Crown accounts up to February show things have been holding up reasonably well. You are slightly behind in some of the tax, like the GST takes down about $500 million. But there is some spending that didn't occur, which was expected to occur. So there's a little bit more of a hole than the $600 million hole that was showing up through to February. But look, I think the key thing is the revenue base. That's, you know, the nominal GDP is likely to be smaller. That's your tax base to carve the money out of. That looks like it's going to be growing slower going forward. And so there's part of this big challenge is going to be if the revenue growth is not as strong, what does that in turn imply for what you can do as tax cuts whilst trying to make up for that with some carving out of some of the current government spending plans?
Good on you, mate. Nice to catch up. Appreciate it very much. Nick Tuffley, Chief Economist at ASB.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.